Welcome to Tech Talk, y'all.
Hi, and welcome to Tech Talk, y'all, episode 329. I'm Adam Walker.
And I'm Sanjay Parekh.
And we got a good article. We have a good, we have one single good article for you.
It's going to be a short episode.
We're going to talk about it at length. But every time, no, we have a bunch of articles for you. We have some good stuff. We're actually, I mean, I don't even know how to feel about this. Our first article actually has the word Yahoo in it. When is the last time we had an article about Yahoo on this podcast? Like, it's been
a minute.
It's been a hot minute. It's been.
Let's go ahead and start. And my comment from last time did not live long about Artifact still being a good app. It lasted, I think, all of about 3 hours. After we recorded, this came out and. Artifact, the app, was shut down. So,
well, Yahoo bought Artifact.
Yeah.
And then shut it down.
Yeah. So the title of the article is Yahoo's buying Artifact, the AI news app from the Instagram co-founders. They shut it down. They're going to be integrating the tech into other products. You know, all those other Yahoo products that you also don't use.
At what point do, as a tech company, you just kind of throw up your hands and go, like, we're so irrelevant at this point. Like, I don't even know.
I mean, MySpace still exists, so
yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, and that's even less relevant than Yahoo. So
now I'm wondering, is Friendster still a thing?
I don't think so.
Does it have a page? No, it still has a page.
Does it really?
Bringing it back to the people, a new era of personalized networking.
Bringing it back to the people.
They're relaunching.
Are they relaunching it?
Oh, I'm signing up for
that could be amazing.
The email. I'm on the wait list.
Oh,
I'm position number 265,987. How are there 265,986 people that have signed up for the Friendster wait list before
the same way that you and I did? They all have a technology news podcast and they're just randomly talking and bad mouthing Yahoo. And
remember,
like,
Friendster?
Remember Friendster?
You know, slightly better than Yahoo buying Artifact would have been Google buying Artifact and then shutting it down like 2 years from now. So it's all kind of in the same vein. Yeah.
Well, speaking of shutting down, Amazon ditches just walk out checkouts at its grocery stores. So I guess it figured out that that's not a great idea. And instead they're doing there's a scanner on your buggy. So just grab the item, scan it on your buggy and put it in your buggy thing, which to me always made a lot of sense. Like, why not just do that? It's so much easier.
What's fascinating is the details behind this.
Yeah.
They had over 1,000 people in India tagging videos of the people walking out. So 1,000 people watching people shop and tagging things as they did it so that the AI could know what was happening.
Yikes.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a good process.
That seems non-scalable to me. That's what that seems like. That seems like a bad idea.
A very bad idea. What might not be a bad idea, I guess we'll see. Apple's new AI three-way Siri could beat ChatGPT.
Yeah, this was interesting.
It's not available yet, right?
No. I think this is a theory. This article is saying, like, theoretically, this is how it could be better. And really, it comes down to really not three ways. It comes down to one way, which is context. Like, Siri has context that about you, about your interactions with the device, about what's actively on your screen that ChatGPT does not have. And so theoretically, and so this really would, I think, be true also for an Android AI device as well, or app as well.
That's running locally, that knows all the stuff that's happening locally. So I think in this article they talked about, or it was another article I read, that some of this theory is based on the fact that they have shut down their electric vehicle program.
Again.
And now they're shifting people over. They're like, oh, here's the other new hot thing. We thought electric vehicles was hot, but now Tesla's tanking and everybody's flooded into that market. Let's go to AI now.
If you're going to go to a market that's not flooded, it feels like AI is not the one. Like everybody and their brother has like an AI company. It's to the point where I was on a networking call the other day with a guy that I've known for probably 6 years.
Okay.
Maybe even longer. And he was like, so you're into this AI stuff, right? You've already built some stuff with AI and using AI. And I'm like, not. He's like, really? You haven't built AI stuff? And I'm like, What? I don't, I'm not.
Yeah. I had somebody else telling me about AI stuff and that, oh yeah, we're getting very much into it and everything. I'm like, I could not see the connection in terms of what they did and why AI would even be relevant.
Well, and that's the problem, right? Like it's got, you got to have a reason for it. If you can't give a good reason to be in it, you probably shouldn't be in it.
Hey, so, yeah. Not everything needs to have a, just like we've talked about how not everything should be connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Not everything.
Like the nuclear launch sequence. Yeah.
Right.
Those. Yeah. That. All right. Well, speaking of being connected, Apple opens the App Store to retro game emulators. So some NES game emulators. What's up in the house?
Out there. That was embarrassing. Apologize.
That was not really bad. That was really good. Not good. Anyway. Tech Talk Y'all has not allowed very lame things for quite some time.
This is good though.
So have you downloaded any of these emulators? No, I can't because I don't have an Apple device.
I haven't yet. No, but I need to. I think it'll be fun to play some old school games. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe some Asteroids would be great.
Yeah. What's interesting is that they say in this article that they've been out for a while, and this was one of the reasons why users in Europe were seeking out third-party marketplaces.
Yeah.
So Apple's just like, oh, that's the reason why? Okay, so then we're just going to have it in the App Store. we're going to try to give you all the reasons to not go to a third marketplace. We've been forced into making it happen.
Yeah.
We're going to finally. In the end of it, this is still a win. The fact that they allowed third-party market, or were forced to allow third-party marketplaces. Yep. Because now it's forcing them to innovate and do things on the regular App Store that benefits everybody.
That's right. That's right.
In those App Stores. Right. Talking about something else that's going to be in a store soon. I don't know. Google Parent Alphabet Waze offer for HubSpot. Maybe you'll have HubSpot as a part of Gmail for, I don't know, probably about 6 months until they shut it down. Then HubSpot will be no more.
Yeah, HubSpot. I don't know. I mean, you kind of love it or you hate it. The problem, it's a big beast of a thing, and it's very expensive. And so it doesn't feel to me like a Google thing. It feels very different from a Google thing to me.
On the other side of it, if I was a founder that was looking to sell to Google, or almost, honestly, most of these companies, Yahoo is included, probably Apple as well, I would have something in the agreement saying that if you ever decide to shut down this company, this product,
right,
you have to give it back to me for a dollar.
Oh, yeah, sell it back. Yeah, that's it.
That's the price of dollar.
That's the smart.
You can't just buy it and shut it down.
Can't just go away. It's not going away forever.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Because a lot of these companies have valuable things that just, in the scale of a Google or an Apple,
they're not valuable.
They don't move the needle. Right. So,
Speaking of valuable things not going away, exclusive Xbox president Sarah Bond, which, by the way, great name for an Xbox. I mean, come on, like such dun, a good dun, Sarah dun, Bond. Dun, dun, yeah, like dun, 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 dun. We need. Listen, can we all agree we need a lady Bond? Like we do. We really.
We do.
That'd be amazing. I'm just saying she could be the next Bond.
I vote for her because she'll respond to the last name automatically.
Yeah.
So, I gotta imagine she's a gamer by being the Xbox president.
I mean, gotta be. So, Xbox president Sarah Bond has set up a new team dedicated to game preservation and forward compatibility, which is kind of
how you like that, Apple. We're just gonna do emulators going forward.
That's how we're gonna do it. So I like that.
So your old games, there has been actually a big movement. I read a different article. I didn't tag it for us, but a discussion about how a lot of these old games are just shut down willy-nilly. These companies that own them, and then anybody that has spent money or invested in those games just loses out.
Right.
And so I think this is a good look and a good move on the part of Xbox.
For sure.
It makes you feel a lot better and safer now that most games are moving to digital paid games. Like, does anybody buy games on CDs, DVDs anymore? Is that even a thing? I think for some platforms, the Xbox doesn't even have, like, the newest ones don't. Yeah.
Yeah. There's not even a place to stick it. Like,
yeah. So I wonder what this does mean, because they're talking about the next version of Xbox and making a technological leap. Does that mean they're going to include an optional DVD reader? Because a lot of your old games are on. Like, I've still got,
yeah,
you know, Halo, the original one, on a DVD.
I do not. I don't have any of that stuff. I got a bunch of those. All that stuff. Man, it's all gone. It's all gone. No, man. I'm like,
I still have some of those. The Xbox itself, the original one, died, and I got rid of that because the motor was going away. But talking about something else that's going away, your handmade playlists maybe are not a thing anymore. Spotify's latest AI feature builds playlists based on text descriptions. My question is, who wants this? Like,
did you see the text input example on the article? It was the greatest.
No, I didn't. What was the example?
The text input for the AI was, make me feel like a vampire hunter from Blade. That was like, I kind of so listen, at first I read this article, I'm like, I don't need an AI, build me a playlist. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. And then I read that prompt and I'm like, I need this in my life right now. Like, that's make me feel like Rocky Balboa from the Rocky movies. Go. Like,
that's, so for, like, for that's, that playlist, an example is the first song, I Fought the Law and the Law Won, because Wesley Snipes got caught for not paying his taxes.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe that could work. That could work. But man, I mean, like, that's such a good input, right?
There should be like a setting for like deep meaning cuts or something like that. Of like, you gotta unpack the layers.
Or like maybe this should be what there really should be is like make me a playlist to what's the word I'm looking for to kind of snipe at my roommate with songs about bad roommates, or like with songs about, you know what I'm saying, like that's the playlist right there. Like, it's just
there are occasions for this. I saw earlier this week, before the eclipse happened, Axios actually released a Spotify playlist for the eclipse.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and there were some great songs on there, like
Total Eclipse of the Heart. That one,
Total
got
Eclipse of the Heart,
so
that was
much
one
play. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden, right? I mean, there were some great songs on this
like
list.
That's instantly stuck in my head now. Yeah. Like, that's like,
Black
like,
Hole
that's
gonna, Sun.
It's going to be going through my head for the rest of the day. Oh my gosh.
There you go. You're done for the day. You're going to be thinking about eclipses the rest of the day.
I need to go take a nap and get some coffee. All right. Next up, quote, we have reached the limit. Clash with Elon Musk prompts calls for social media controls in Brazil. So basically, Brazil is voicing what all of us feel about Elon, but don't have the platform to voice. The whole country has reached their limit with Elon, whereas the whole world also hasn't verbalized it quite the same way. So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, basically, they tried to ban some stuff and ban some accounts, I think. And he basically said, nope, I'm not going to do that. And now they're really mad about it.
I think it even matter?
I mean, I see people that are still say they're on Twitter or X or whatever.
So do I. And I don't understand.
I don't understand why you're there. Like, you should stop that right now.
Stop it. Okay. I will admit, I logged in the other day because I saw this article about how they were now just giving blue check marks to anybody that had enough followers. And nice. I mean, since I've been on for so long, I've amassed quite a few.
Yeah,
I think it's like over 8,000. I was like, I was interested. I was like, not that I was going to go back on. I was like,
right.
I wonder if I got one.
Just to see.
Yeah. So I logged in. I don't have one. Okay. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, bye. I'm not going to be on there. And it's interesting that since Elon Musk has taken over, like, my at replies were already a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Now they are a raging dumpster fire. Yeah, so this is the problem of having your first name as a handle on a popular platform like that. But it was manageable before, but now it is out of control.
Right.
And I think that just reflects kind of where that is as a platform and why Brazil is done with it.
It's crazy.
Meanwhile, Elon Musk announces Tesla will unveil a robo taxi on August 8th. Did not say what year.
Yeah, because I literally just now, because we're recording now on August 11th. This was from before.
April 11th. August 11th.
Oh, okay.
August 8th.
Okay, April. Sorry. I'm misreading. We're in April. Thank you. I was thinking it said April 8th for some reason. April. Okay. Yeah. That makes way more sense now.
Still a few more months from now. In theory, four more months if it's this year.
But
but it's four months and some number of years.
But how?
In reality.
Like, that's how, self-driving still isn't a thing. Like, how?
I mean, but we're already on Mars. We got people there. Don't you know? You haven't been paying attention. It was already done.
You've
been living in the wrong reality. You need to adjust your VR lenses. We're already on the moon.
Living in the wrong reality.
That
is the best statement, I think.
Is that the title of the show? You're living in the wrong reality?
I don't know. Lately, I've been using ChatGPT to help with the titles of the show. So
you're just empowering Skynet.
Listen, users.
To give us humor and then kill us.
If you like the titles, I'd like to know if ChatGPT is doing a good job. So please let us know.
Or are you living in the wrong reality?
Yeah. All right, next up, Meta is accused of censoring a nonprofit newspaper and an independent journalist who criticized the company. So apparently, there was an article came out, criticized the company. All of a sudden, that links to that article didn't work in Meta. All of a sudden, links that went to that journal's website didn't work in Meta. All of a sudden, links to the journalist didn't work in Meta. Meta saying
that's
it was
weird. That was just a weird coincidence.
An odd coincidence. Seems odd to me personally that it's a coincidence. So they're unhappy about it.
What did Meta say? They were like, yeah.
It just must have been an oversight.
Must have been an oversight. The oversight is you not getting any more traffic. That's the oversight. Yeah. You got oversought. Oversight? Yeah, oversighted? Oversighted? Oversituated?
I think it's oversighted.
Oversighted.
Yeah, it's oversighted.
Oversighted. Yeah, something that's not gotten oversighted. New Disney animatronics breathe convincing life into 2D characters. My question is, when's this going to come to Chuck E. Cheese? Because those were creepy and these look so much better.
First of all, Sunday, uh-huh. Listen, this is important.
Uh-huh.
Showbiz Pizza is that's the OG. Okay. So let's just be clear. So Showbiz Pizza is where it's at. Okay?
You're team Showbiz, not team Chuck E. Cheese?
I am team Showbiz that got bought out by Chuck E. Cheese, and that's fine and whatever, but team Showbiz all the way.
I mean, why would you go with the bear when you can get the rat?
Because bears crush rats under their feet. I mean, are we going to have a conversation about bear versus rat right now?
I mean,
okay.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
What was even the bear's name? It was just Showbiz, right?
I don't remember the bear's name.
I think the bear's name was Showbiz.
Showbiz Pizza was where it was at. Yeah. So I do remember
both pizzas at both places were terrible.
Yeah, and they still are.
Do they still exist?
Chuck E. Cheese still exists. There's no animatronics anymore, at least most of them. But yes. And also, can we all agree that the animatronics were terrifying to small children? Like, who was thinking this was a good idea? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, we're going to make some big robots that move around and look all creepy. And they're going to dance for children, and that's not going to hurt them at all later in life.
Yeah.
So,
and the kids that weren't like mentally scarred by this, they tried to talk to the robots, and they're not there, man.
They're not real.
We're not ready for Terminator yet.
I mean, we're getting there, but it's anyway. I will say, okay. So back to the article though. The animatronic video that I watched from Disney, I would say, imagine original Showbiz Pizza animatronics look like they're like scary and they've got like two moving parts and they're going to eat you, all the way to like a human being that's fluid on a scale. That's a scale from 1 to 10. I'd say the animatronic video that I watched was like an 8.5. Like it was pretty close to human movement.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the point. Like it's Disney and it's amazing. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
That's a terrible segue. All right. Next up, last up before Weird Wacky, ISPs roll out mandatory broadband, quote, nutrition labels that show speeds, fees, and data allowances. So number one, I think this is great. Number two, can we stop calling them nutrition labels? Because that's stupid. I mean, it's a label like a nutrition label. I get that. That's fine. But
it's easy to read like a nutrition label, but it's not.
I mean,
because you know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to start eating their like modem and be like, this is.
I did like how it was formatted. It's like, oh, I could see everything right there. That's great.
Yeah.
No hidden fees. None of that other junk. So
the one that I really like is clearly labeling download and upload.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, upload is just as important as download.
Yep.
And a lot of these ISPs bury that information. You've got to go digging for that. The other thing I really do like, too, is the latency number. I'm really actually surprised to see that. And hopefully it will help educate more people as to, you know, it's not just the bandwidth. It's all also got to be the latency between the things. And I mean, there's a bunch of other things, too, that you can measure that gets pretty complicated. But this is a great start. And I think it'll be good for empowering consumers to be able to choose more wisely, because sometimes the faster is not always the better.
Yep.
The slower might actually perform better for you.
Time for the Weird and Wacky segment.
Abominable Snowman.
He's not an axe murderer.
One of the TAs turned out to be a bot. First up in Weird and Wacky, Terraform Industries converts electricity and air into synthetic natural gas for the first time. This is crazy. And a way of reducing carbon in the air, because it's using carbon dioxide in the air to.
This is one of those articles that falls under the category of I understood the title. So if there's anything beyond the title that you would like to share, like that you think myself and the other listeners should know, I would love to know what that is, because it lost me pretty quickly. I'm not gonna lie.
So here's one of the important pieces. They have figured out a way to do some staggering cost reductions in this natural gas production.
Okay.
They're saying that their system converts clean electricity into hydrogen at less than $2.50 per kilogram of H2.
Okay.
I guess that's hydrogen, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Currently, green hydrogen ranges from $5 to $11 per kilogram.
Oh.
And the direct air capture system also filters CO2 for less than $250 a ton, which the company said in a statement is a world record.
So, whoa.
All kinds of stuff happening here.
Like
that could really be good for the environment.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, well, you get to still keep cooking with natural gas, because we're just going to make it out of the air. The other thing that this potentially does, and I don't think they address this in the article, is that you could then start generating natural gas to where it's needed and where it's being used, instead of transporting it on these pipelines like we do all over creation, and then having issues with, I don't know, pipelines getting hit and exploding and things like that.
So does that mean that alchemy is real? Was that really where we're at? Like, cause I feel like we're in this, like we're like, we talk about these articles where it's like, right. Hey, look, we can now create water out of air. Hey, look, we can use electricity to create natural gas. Like this is getting to that point. What's the quote where it's like science appears to be magic to like certain people, whatever. We're getting to that. Like, it's
sufficiently advanced technology appears like it's magic or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. That's the one. So, yeah. So like, I feel like this is magical.
This
is
not alchemy. This is just our better understanding of science and chemistry, I think, is what it boils down to. And I think what it proves is, we're actually not that smart yet. We think we're pretty smart, but we're not smart.
Listen, man, I am
figuring things out.
I am in perpetual awe of the Dunning-Kruger effect. You know, like I'm like just, I mean, like if nothing else, like being a parent, man, those kids that know like absolutely nothing are convinced that they know absolutely everything. You know, and it's like that's the Dunning-Kruger effect right there. Like,
yeah,
go deeper.
Yeah. For listeners that don't know, the Dunning-Kruger effect is somebody that doesn't know things that thinking that they know all the things.
Basically. Well, it's in particular, it's the less you know about something, the more you over-index how much you know about something. Right. Like that's the.
Yeah.
Like it's
you think
wild.
You're way smarter in that than you actually
way
are.
Way smarter. Yeah. The more I learn about the world, the more I'm like, I am the biggest moron. So
yeah. And I think the Dunning-Kruger effect actually applies to the world in general. Like all of us as a mass of humanity.
Yeah.
Because you're right. Things like this keep coming up and it's like, we already didn't know how to do that. And this is yet another new thing that we already didn't know how to do.
Yeah.
And how many more new things do we still don't know how to do? Well, we actually don't know, because we're kind of dumb and we can't see all the things that we don't know yet.
We are kind of dumb. That's for sure. All right. Speaking of kind of dumb, New York City chicken shop replaces cashier with woman in Philippines on Zoom. So there's a photo. It's been going viral. It's on the article. So go to the article. And it's got a, like, it looks like it's a Zoom call. And the cashier's just on Zoom, kind of looking like just there, just checking people out. I don't know how she's like, I guess she might, like, they hold it up and she, like, types in what it was maybe or something. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. Like, how? I don't understand. Like, are well, I mean, like, you like, scan like, your stuff?
Well, or? No, like, I assume it's like when you go through the food line at the hospital, because, like, at the hospital, okay. You go through the food line. And they're like, and it's like real food and you have to like open up your thing and they look at what you got like, okay, green bean. And they're mentally calculating it. Green beans, chicken, whatever, whatever. And then, okay, it's $5 or actually it's the hospital. So that's like $2,500. And then you close it back and you pay your $2,500 and move on. But I think it's like that.
So if she's not actually there in person, what is stopping you from acting like this is an Amazon just take it and leave thing that doesn't exist
maybe
anymore?
It's because you're on Zoom camera that like you've looked at the camera, they've got your face, like what are you gonna do, you know? Like I don't I wouldn't want to look into a camera in the I mean I would never walk out anyway, but I would right. Certainly wouldn't want to look into a
so
camera.
You just go in yeah. With a ski mask and be like I'm here for food, and then yeah. You just walk out because
you walk in with a ski mask and you're like it's not weird, it's not weird, it's not, it's okay, it's not weird,
it's cold outside,
it's good people, good,
it's all fine. All right, Adam, it's it's not weird and wacky time, it's tech wreck time. I was about to say weird and wacky time. What do you got for us for tech wrecks?
All right, so I'm gonna recommend, this is an interesting one. It's called the Gottman card. So the Gottmans okay. Are this couple. They're both, I believe they're both PhDs. One works in research about relationships and one is like a marriage therapist. And they're like super well-known. They've written a ton of books on marriage. And they have these card decks they've created that are meant to give you like, help you have deeper conversations with your significant other. And It's a free app. So you go into it. And so for example, I'll go into it right now and I'll look at the open-ended questions deck. Okay. And so I'll begin and I'll look at it and they'll say, okay, here's the first question. I'm just going to read. It says, what do you want your life to be like, say 3 years from now? In say 3 years from now, like they're questions that like, like, I don't know. I don't remember the last time I asked my wife, like, what do you want your life to be like 3 years from now? Like we haven't necessarily discussed. So it just opens the door to conversations that maybe we should be having, but we don't think to have in the day-to-day hubbub of life. And So I saw an interview by the Gottmans that was fascinating. It was on the, there's like this new hot podcast, like the CEO or Diary of a CEO podcast. And it was like a 2.5 hour interview with the two of them. And I actually watched the entire thing. It was fantastic and learned a lot from it. Actually, it was really interesting. And they mentioned these cards as a part of that interview. So I went and got the app and I think it's a really neat way to just have conversations. So
yeah, I like this. This is a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Diary of a CEO is another really interesting podcast I'd recommend. So very, very good.
Love it.
So,
love it.
All right, Sanjay, how about you? What do you have for us?
So it's not really techie, except it gets you out of tech, maybe. The Bling Sting Glamour Safety Hammer. So I was actually talking to somebody about, having one of these hammers in your car get you out of it.
Yes.
If something happens. And actually, there's a very sad story that happened. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but Treasury Secretary Elaine Chao, her sister was in a Tesla. And apparently, like, was doing a 3-point turn and reversed instead of going forward. And the car got into a pond and she ended up passing away because she couldn't get out of the car. I was talking to somebody and it made me realize, like, cars nowadays, there's a lot of electronics. And so if your car goes into the water, the window's not going to roll down.
No, it's not going
down. It's going to short, right? So you need something to be able to get out of there. So I actually already have one of these safety hammers in my car, but the problem with it is I don't have it really mounted anywhere. It's like sitting on the side of the door. If you get into an accident and your car goes flying, that hammer is going to be anywhere. Like you're not going to know where it is. So the thing that I really like about this safety hammer is it's got a strap and a Velcro strap that attaches it to the sun visor. Right. So it is right there. It is pretty secure. I've tested it out. Well, I haven't actually tested the hammer out to make sure it works on the window, but I've tested it out to make sure that it doesn't come free off of that thing. And it's on there.
All right. So I've got a confession here. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure my dad gave me something like this years ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure he's going to listen to this episode of the podcast and remember and text me about it. So thanks, Dad. The problem is, I don't know where those hammers are that he gave me years ago. Mm-hmm. Like that, and that's that, like, they got put into like a car kit or something. Yep. And then things get moved around. And
a car kit that's in the trunk.
Why? Well, exactly.
Which doesn't help you in the front seat.
Yeah. And like, I could not tell you where those things are now. And to your point, like, it's got to be somewhere that is right there and always accessible. And this solves that problem.
Yeah, sure. So we're actually going down the path is not even just putting one in the car, putting at least two, one on the driver's side, one on the passenger side, and maybe even getting some for the back seat as well.
So the other hard part, when you give people rides, though, they're going to be like, what's this? And then you're going to look like a doomsday prepper. That's going to be your problem.
Car accidents happen. I mean... I don't think that's a doomsday thing, unless you're using it to fend off zombies, in which case then maybe it is a doomsday thing.
Work. I mean, that seems like that would do some damage. I'm not going to lie. So,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, there you have it. Now you got something to protect yourself with the zombie.
The zombies. All right, but not Skynet. All right, Sanjay, how can our listeners find and connect with you?
They can find me at my website, sanjayparekh.com. What about you, Adam?
At my website, adamjwalker.com.
Fighting off zombies.
Dun, dun, dun.